Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma's wheat improvement team, led by state wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new wheat varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peter says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment it's constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, the cattle futures did bounce today. We were $1.50 higher on the May feeders at 137.52, roughly $1.50 or so off the lows. August were $1.30 higher, September $1.02 higher. We've had about, this is the 12th day from the high, and we've sold off nearly $19.15 at the maximum. So it's interesting to see that people expect, you know, some sort of retracements along the way. And if you do that, it'd be about a $10 rally off the low. We're about $6 or $7 lower than where we are right now in the August feeders, or higher than where we are right now in the August feeders, which somewhere around 151 would be the 50% retracement there. Live cattle were higher as well. We were up about 12 in the June at 112.40, August up 60, October up 50. Box beef at midday was down again. It was down 98 cents at 226.02. Select down 6 cents at 213.92. The hogs today are all over the board. We were down roughly $3 at one point, but we closed higher on the day in some contracts after being lower. May was actually 47 higher, 82.85. August, which most people are watching, is actually slightly lower at 27 lower at 93.62. And that was about $5 off the low from earlier in the trading day.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for the 4th Annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at LiveAuctions.tv or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
Well, the grain markets did rally slightly today. We had wheat up 1 to 3.5 cents. Beans are up a penny. And then corn was 2 to 3 cents higher. Cotton is currently 30 to 40 cents lower. We have a lot of action here trying to sort out what's going on with the Chinese trade deal. Of course, we're expected to raise tariffs this Friday from 10% to 25%, and then also add additional tariffs on new products. So there are a lot of stuff going on. The Chinese delegation is coming over here through the 9th and 10th to try to sort this thing out. But today we were a little bit higher. We also have a WASDE report on Friday, May 10th. It'll be 11 a.m. Central Time. Early estimates on the wheat production number, which of course is very important here. All wheat, 1.91 billion bushels total. Hard red winter wheat was 767, following last year 662. So we're actually going to increase our hard red winter wheat production here in the United States. So that's an interesting thing to note because there's less acres, but the yields are expected to be pretty big. If we look at the U.S. ending stocks, it looks like the new crop wheat, 1.06 billion, new crop corn, 2.13 billion, and then soybeans, 910 million. So pretty large crops across the board expected. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.